You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week we have a big guest on. He's a integral member of the OGN League of Legends Korea tournament. Let's see how that turns out. We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers. Thanks for listening to episode 39.
39.
Are you guys ever okay gonna stop
gamers
that?
Podcast?
Ever?
No.
No. Okay.
My name's Guido, and I'm here with
Wally.
Hi, I'm Millpool.
What's up, guys? It's Nasty.
It's Wednesday. We are recording on Wednesday this week.
Yeah, sorry
Wednesday.
About that.
Nasty has to finish up his finals.
I just did today, and I'm done with the semester. It is over.
Congrats.
Very good.
Why, thank you. Why,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that congratulations worthy?
Yeah, it was a 16-week-long process.
I feel in today's day and age, we give out congratulations too much.
Yeah, I agree. Like, people are like, oh, I did a quiz this
week. Yeah, but... Nasty put in the time.
Yeah, but congratulations when he graduates. Let's be real.
It was a 4-month-long effort that I tried really hard at, and I succeeded, and I got like an A in 3 of my classes. So.
Yeah, but if for some reason you never graduate, are these congratulations, what were they for?
They were a pat on the back to give me like encouragement along the way, because
I think,
you know,
it's
what?
More way to go. Way to go.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations. You went to work today.
No, that's not congratulations worthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys should congratulate me for going to work for a whole year.
Congratulations.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of time.
Did you miss a lot of days? Did you call in a lot? Like, did you
No, not really.
Say, fuck it.
No.
Exactly. So
Guido almost never calls in. He bitches about thinking about calling in.
Yeah, that's congratulatory.
But he doesn't know.
The fact that you go into work every day, or at least like 95% of the time, and don't call in, and you're still there is congratulatory because of the fact that there's so many people that are out there that suck at life. They call in like 50% of the time.
If we had a safe word, I'd be saying it now.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Nasty's been drinking. I had to say it. I had to get it out there.
It's done. I had to get it out in the intro. It's done. It's my one free time to talk, I feel like.
What? Dude, this is your podcast too, man. Talk when you want.
Nah.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. Just kidding.
Millpool, what have you done this week?
Not too much, man. I've been working this week and playing some video games.
Ah.
Video games?
That's why we're here, isn't it?
For work?
No, to play video games.
Oh.
And talk about them.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing League of Legends, a little free-to-play game that I discovered.
It's pretty sweet from what I hear from other people.
It's not bad. I think it'll catch on.
It's going places. Let's get into League of Legends.
Hey, hold on.
I have something right off the top of my head
I've done stuff.
To talk about. What? Oh, yeah. Wally, go ahead.
Wally, you get your turn.
Let's all sit through Wally's weak description now.
I went to work and played some games.
Oh, okay. Now on to League of Legends.
All right.
We'll talk about those games later on in the show.
I know.
Yes.
Wally, I didn't want to ruin your fucking fun.
Oh my god.
So I had this thought today. What do you guys think is going to happen to League of Legends? Like, I don't think it's going to disappear entirely. I think that they're going to have a new iteration of it. They're either going to update the engine, or they'll release, like, update the engine and keep it League of Legends, or they'll come out with League of Legends 2 on a new engine. Which do you think is more
New engine.
But how would they? Would they just implement it like they have been?
I think they do it like WoW did. Just brush up the textures, make better polygons. I don't know.
Yeah.
Same premise, but you know, keep the same beloved IP.
Do a complete new release kind of thing? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, no. but like do a spin on it, like on the lore, like do some kind of like thing involving the universe they've crafted, but maybe do it at a different time or a different place.
So do you think they would call it like League of Legends 2? Or would they just stay with like League of Legends and that's it?
Well, that's my question. Like, is patch 5.0 going to be the one where they release the new engine?
Well,
do you really think it's going to take like a whole nother 2 years to get there, though? Because, I mean, like the way that they've been going is like, I'm surprised that they haven't come out. Like, 4.0 is obviously going to be like the initial like beginning of season 4. And they clearly have no anticipation of coming out with a new engine by then. But do you really think it's going to take a whole another year to get there?
I mean, who knows if it's ever going to happen?
We don't know their project timeline either. From a marketing standpoint, I hate to be trite, but League of Legends 2 would sell better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's a reason why they do that, sorry.
Once they start to see a downward kind of trend in users, I bet they'll start scrambling to get a League of Legends 2 out or something. I don't know, man.
I just want to say congratulations on a great question.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, congrats.
I'll accept that. Congratulations. It was a lot of work. I went through a lot of trouble getting to that point. But with the help of you guys, it paid off.
You have my accolades, sir.
I mean, I can see this really becoming like like we talked about earlier. Monty said that League of Legends has about a 4-year like span of life of actually like maintaining the interest of users, and whether or not League of Legends 2, quote unquote, would bring out a new engine, would that actually keep everybody's interest for another year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
I think they captured the essence of Battle Arena in the spirit of where it was born. I mean, I don't, because of that alone, I think it'll always have legs unless they colossally screw up.
I mean, if you want to compare it to, I think maybe the closest comparison would be StarCraft. And people, I don't know a lot about StarCraft, but I know that people played that game for a long time. And yeah, StarCraft 2 took a long time to come out. And even after StarCraft 2 came out, people were still playing StarCraft. I mean, it was mostly in Korea where it was so incredibly popular, but I think that's maybe the closest like analogy.
They've anchored their brand in the heart of the genre. I just don't see them going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think a League of Legends 2 will ever happen. I think it'll be an update to the current league. It'll always just be League of Legends because people put money into it. The skins, the champs. What are they going to come out with, 100 new champs?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I think Guild Wars 2 was both a success and a failure outside of other reasons. But, I mean, they could have just brought back Guild Wars and just kept the title and had it completely advanced. But I think the two
kind of... Yeah, it was a selling point.
Yeah, it was a selling point, but it also kind of rendered a lot of what was the previously accomplished, you know, obsolete by inference. And, you know, and I think if they did a League of Legends 2, you'd have to say, like what you just said, you'd have people who have poured so much heart and time and money into the first that even though it may not be entirely the case, there's a sort of implication that, well, this is the new League of Legends and the old one is just,
Yeah. You know? I mean, the big cash cow is it's going to be an MMO. That's my prediction.
How? MMO Battle Arena thing?
No, it's not going to be a Battle Arena. It's going to be a traditional MMO. MMO.
Yeah, but that's...
That's champs is like raid bosses though. And
I mean, well, some people
NPCs.
And some people would argue that MMOs are dying, at least the traditional MMO.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, like it might be something massively multiplayer, but I don't know about a traditional MMO.
It would make sense demographically, but that's a huge risk because basically a lot of the people who play League of Legends are migrants from World of Warcraft and MMOs of that ilk. And so you could argue that they would be rolling some big dice and trying to translate that audience back into their own MMO. But like Millpool said, there's a regressive factor there, and unless they do something really revolutionary or innovative, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, like historically speaking, Warcraft went from creating a role playing. No. What is it called? RTS, right?
Yeah.
To going into a MMO style where they created raid bosses off of the quote-unquote RTS that they had previously. But at the same time, like, I feel like that was their niche, that was their success, and I don't feel like League of Legends can fill that same niche and
I'll fill your niche.
Thanks for that. I need my niche filled. But and successfully, like, continue with it and do that same thing, because it's already been done with WoW from Warcraft, and I don't think that there's going to be another company that's going to be able to really do that same, like, we're going to go from this game to from this style of a game to this style of game and be able to carry over the same style, like the same names and the same lore that we have behind it, and still have it carry over with that significance.
Well, you guys are all talking about like their next game being a non-competitive game, which
that's a big thing.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe it would be stupid. Like, they're so popular because it's, like, the number one competitive game in the world. It would be like Counter-Strike, you know, back in the day, going and making, I don't know, a single-player game, which they did.
Yeah, they did. Never
mind. Not very good.
But how did that go for them?
Not very well.
Exactly. And then what did they do after that?
They kept making Counter-Strike games.
Exactly. Yeah, so but the thing is like they've realized that the niche that they have is the niche that they have, and they're not going to deviate from that because the fact that they found an area in which they can excel in and an area in which they have a hold on the market is something that they can't really get away from because of the simple fact that it's something that's good for them, and it's something that not only do they feel a need for the people, but the people also feel the need for them as well.
I think if I were running Riot and like right now and I had this huge success on my hands, I would just kind of be holding on for the ride and just waiting to catch
it. Well, they are.
Because like the whole MOBA, like a whole genre emerged from some group of people who modded a game. And like this whole genre, this whole like huge popular genre emerged from that. So it's only a matter of time until that happens again.
Their brand is in the heart of the genre. To abandon it or deviate it too greatly would be a huge risk.
Yeah, but they're going to get to a point where League isn't the game anymore.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's hit that with, like, Blizzard with StarCraft 1, and they kind of just branched off and did their own thing, but still held onto that. So I think a better example
is World of Warcraft. I mean, even though it's dying and it's not the shell of what it once was, that's a perfect example. No one's been ever able to really replicate that magic.
You're right, but at the same time, it's still a part of Blizzard.
Exactly, though. I mean,
so what I'm saying is I think Riot's going to keep League of Legends, but at the same time, they're going to branch off and do their own thing with the success that League of Legends has had because they have the ability to.
So you're saying they're going to keep League of Legends as like a pool of resources of demographics, but they're going to invent a completely new IP.
Exactly, and hang on to both of those because why wouldn't they? They already have those Riot followers. And why would they not come out with a whole completely new IP?
Is that new IP a battle arena or is it a MMO as Guido suggests?
It's not going to be a battle arena because then they would be competing with themselves on League of Legends. And I don't feel like – and that's the reason that Blizzard did what they did with, you know, like having StarCraft and Warcraft were exactly this – like essentially the same style of game. But then they broke off and made World of Warcraft, which is a completely different style.
But that new IP has to be a competitive game, though, like Millpool said.
You're right, it does. And you know what? Maybe it's not a MOBA. Maybe it's a 2v2. Maybe it's
it'll have to be something new altogether. Because it can't be an MMO because the competitive MMOs just don't work.
No, they don't. They don't. And you know what? Like WoW tried doing that with their whole like arena aspect.
Well, one MMO did it, Dark Age of Camelot, and that was it.
And
Warhammer failed. Guild Wars 2, in my opinion, failed.
Yes.
And, you know, your example, World of Warcraft, just didn't quite work right.
Exactly. Well, World of Warcraft had probably the largest esports audience
MMO. They did, but at the same time, like, it wasn't exactly like something that I was like, oh, I'm going to go watch this random person out of fucking 45,000 people, like, my experience large expanse of like groups that ended up getting thrown together in this pool, like I think that they would have done much better if they would have had it more structured than the way that it was, because there was like zero structure and there was no like clear understanding of how teams got to where they were.
Mhm. Good question, Guido.
Yeah, Guido.
good question. Congratulations.
I think Riot's going to go somewhere else out of the MOBA with the IP that they have. I just don't know where it's going to go. I don't think it's going to be MMO, because that's kind of already been encapsulated, especially with like the new ones that are coming out with Elder Scrolls Online and with WildStar. I feel like those two really already kind of have the niche down. I feel like they need to kind of go somewhere else, and I don't know where that is, but hopefully, you know what, Riot kind of just pulled this shit out of nowhere. And I wouldn't say
out of nowhere.
I wouldn't say out of nowhere. You're right. They had kind of a lead. They just capitalized on somebody else's lead.
And it's Dota with like a new coat of paint.
Exactly. They made it better, and they made it more cohesive, and they made it better user experience. And Dota was essentially going on for a long time. It's just that it was like it needed some overhead, and it needed somebody to like really like pull it all together.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they'll find something else that they can grab from another great development company and throw them some money and be like, look, this is what we want you guys to do with our fucking names and our fucking IP and like everything else, and just run with it, and it'll be great.
I'm going to come back and listen to this podcast in like 10 years and see what happened.
Yeah, I'll listen to
this episode. Listen to episode 39 in 10 years.
You're making a mental note? Is that your mental note?
Yeah, because I'll listen to this every year to remind myself.
December 18th every year.
December 3rd.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Yasuo came out.
He did.
Wah, wah, wah.
Not sure how I feel about him.
I feel like he's the guy that is super excited on The Price is Right to spin the wheel, and everybody's like cheering for him and shit, and then he spins it and gets a 5 the first time, and they're like, okay, wait, okay, hold on. He could still do it. He could get 95, all right? And then he spins it again and gets a 10.
Yeah.
You know? Ends with 15 cents. He's out of the showcase.
Do you watch a lot of The Price is Right?
I watch it all the time, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Because he's from fucking Ohio now.
Drew Carey?
Yeah,
he is.
I mean, last week I was excited for him, and then I bought him right away, and I played him, and now I'm not so excited anymore.
Yeah, the jungle thing didn't quite work out.
No, I jungled him, and that was a pain in the butt. He's got slow clear.
I think that he's one of those people that it's really, he synergizes well with another teammate. And
he synergizes as well with people who do knockups.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like that's kind of like this push away from the meta that we had last season, where it was like one top, one mid, two bottom, one jungle. Like they're kind of trying to push more for champions that have this like two top synergy, because I mean, think about it.
That's fair.
I don't think so though.
No, it makes sense, because where else does he belong?
Can I finish this out, though?
I'll tell you where he belongs after he finishes.
The trash? Trashy?
Besides the trash can. If you think about it, there's a lot of champions that like have knockups that might go top. I'm not saying that should go top, but that might go top. So like Malphite, Xin Zhao, or that's like the only two that I can really think of to be quite honest off the top of my head. But like those two, if you would go top and like duo top with them, I think you would work really well, because there's that ability for you to be able to synergize quite well with the fact that they have a knockup, or like Cho'Gath. Like there's a few, I'm not going to say an overwhelming amount, but there's a few champions that go top that have knockups that I feel like would synergize very well with, and pushes away from that like 1-1-2 and a jungle.
But only his ult synergizes with knockups,
right? Right. Yeah.
What's the cooldown on his ult?
It's pretty short.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
It's like
how short?
60 seconds or something at level one and then just get smaller from there, I think. Okay. It's like if there's a team fight and I use it, it's going to be up by the next team fight.
Do you like his ult?
It's hard to hit sometimes, and it's automatic. Like, yeah. You press R.
It draws those lines.
Right. Who's ever closest and being knocked up is the one that's going to get hit. You can't control it.
So is it like kind of like Morgana's ult, where it's not available until somebody who's close enough is available?
It's a single attack,
yes.
Yeah, it's a single target.
But it
only targets the one who's closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like it would work really well with some of those top lane
people. The problem running too top is that you don't have the map presence. If they have a jungler, and even if you're beating their top lane, if the other two lanes are losing, especially with the help of a jungler, you're screwed.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. There's a reason that the meta that has been the past three seasons has been because of the fact that, like, if you have an assistance in another lane, that person is clearly benefit. Like, the other solo lanes are clearly benefiting off you not being there, on top of the fact that you as a jungler are helping them benefit as well because you're helping them out.
I don't think Riot's trying to push a two-top agenda like you implied earlier.
You don't think so?
No, not at all.
I mean, like, that's the only thing that I can really see it going towards, though, because I don't really see him, like, being anywhere else besides in a team fight because his ult... Okay, level 6, cool, big fucking deal.
In the champion spotlight, they really tried to emphasize the fact that he would not normally be in a team fight, although he would complement one well.
Okay, look, but... what I'm saying is, like, if you are – okay, like, let's go
– I know what you're saying, but you're, like, saying Riot's meant that, and they didn't do that at all. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, level 6 on any other champion. Let's look at, say, Akali. When you hit fucking level 6, there is a reason to fear her when she hits level 6. With him, level 6, if nobody's around, who the fuck cares?
You can still knock him up yourself.
Yeah, with your fucking
– yeah, it's easy to get it, too.
Yeah.
It's okay. Pretty easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the when you're jungling him, it's a lot harder because you don't have that. You have to hit something with your Q.
That was like the first sample attack that they gave you as a combo in the champion spotlight.
Yeah. Okay. Plus your E, if your Q is procced, if you dash in and press your Q, it knocks him up too, but in a radius.
Okay.
So he has two knockups. Yeah, it's easy to get.
Actually play around with it and knock up a whole bunch of people in one grouping if you're careful.
And problem when I played him in the jungle was I was building him like a kind of tanky attack bruiser initiator kind of dude, which isn't the route you should go if you
he's got a glass jaw.
Yeah, you need to make him like an assassin. Play him like a Zed, play him like a Talon, because he's a manaless fighter. You want to have high damage, and you want to, like, that's why I think mid lane is probably one of the better lanes for him.
But I've seen him in mid, and I've seen him fail horribly in mid.
Yeah,
it could have
been
just the player. That's a lot of things that happen. Like, I'm not going to put him on a tier list because I don't have enough experience with him. I don't think any of us do.
No, not at all.
If I were to say, okay, we have to have a Yasuo on our team, I'm going to put him in mid because that's where he's going to do the best, especially against...
Is it Yasuo or Yatsuo?
Yasuo?
Yasuo.
Yasuo.
He's going to do the best there, especially against a mage type mid that has mana or something.
Yeah.
Well, is that because of the fact that he has no mana and also he has the projectile reflection?
Well, you play him like a Kassadin or a Zed or like someone that gets in there, does their damage, and then leaves, you know, especially with his leap. You can leap behind him, like behind your minions, onto him, and then leap back to the minions that are fighting, you know,
okay. Good.
It's perfect.
So semi like Zed, but not exactly.
Right. He's a very mobile champ. And okay. I think a lot of people, especially in the games that I've played, aren't playing him like that. They're not playing him like an assassin. They're playing him like a bruiser, which is the downfall for him.
I think that the success that I've seen has always been him as a supported by somebody else kind of success. Like, in the games that I've played against him, it's always been somebody else sets him up for something, and then he just kind of follows through. As opposed to him, like, being the one who, like, initiates and follows through and somebody else also comes in to get another kill.
I think he'd be great on a against like an AD that doesn't have an escape.
Like Ashe?
Yeah. Like Ashe or even Caitlyn. And yeah. Even if they do have an escape, he could just jump to him.
Yeah.
You know? I think he's a good anti-carry.
Like one of those shutdowns, kind of like you get with Udyr or quote-unquote what Olaf is supposed to be, but he really isn't anymore.
Here we go.
Or Jax.
Could Yasuo support up in this?
I really think that he might be.
No, he doesn't have any CC, but those knockups. It's not that good.
Yeah, I couldn't see that. And you got to hit every third attack, right?
Right.
That'd be hilarious, though. Yeah.
So that's a lot of attacks to try and get just a knockup.
And it's like Annie's stun. You know when he has his knockup available, he kind of glows.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be tricking many people.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yasuo. He's there.
I think he's got potential. I just think it's one of those things that there hasn't been really a whole lot of diving into seeing what his kit is.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like a lot of the higher end.
Yes, sir.
A lot of the higher end players kind of just haven't really dove into it either because it's a territory that isn't comfortable, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
With them. And they're all kind of waiting for somebody else to like do it. You know, like I was watching Wings of Death a couple of nights ago and he was like, yo, Yasuo is shit, but at the same time, I think he has potential. I'm just waiting for somebody else to figure it out, and then I'll follow suit.
I think he's going to go the same as, like, Lucian did, where everybody's like, ah, he's shitty. He's a piece of shit.
And then all of a sudden, like, 3, 4, or 5 weeks later,
they're like, fucking nerf him.
Yeah, right?
Fucking like, nerf him, Melkor.
This guy's a piece of shit. I hate him. Fuck him.
I like his barrier. That's probably, like, the coolest skill.
That is really cool.
He beats me every game. Fucking nerf him. Fucking nerf him, man.
You should go on the forums, Guido.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Get ahead of the. I'll write a very long forum post because that's what I want to do.
Yeah. You're always on forums.
You are, dude. Like, you are the most like active forumist I've ever known.
I fucking hate forum posts. I got banned from the League of Legends subreddit.
That was so hilarious that
because
happened.
Because
of a picture.
No, it wasn't the picture. It was because I post more threads than I do comment.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
have to have a ratio of like 9 comments for every post.
Hey, guess what? You do nice shit for like every person that fucking puts something out there or tell them that they're a piece of shit. But you gotta at least put something out there, I guess, according to Reddit. It's stupid.
Yeah, but I'm a content creator. We all are.
Yeah, like, exactly. So fuck them.
We create content and then we post it on Reddit. We don't
comment on
to
anyone. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I say anything ever again.
I kind of get the reasoning behind that. And you know what? It really comes down to like people commenting on a Reddit post. Like we'd be able to do that. Like if everybody or if one person commented on a Reddit post, then you would be able to put a comment back to them. But at the same time, it's like I get it. They don't want people spamming shit up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't want to see, like, the same fucking post 12 times. Let's be real. I see it already.
But that, I don't know, that's kind of a high ratio.
9 to 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost encouraging comment spam.
Yeah, I haven't even gone on. I've been looking for posts to comment on, and I just can't do it.
You should just, you need a, like, a little image of you crossing your arms, and you can just post that on every thread.
I'm gonna finish this guide eventually, and then I'm not gonna be able to post it because I don't have comments.
Hey, you better start getting commenting. You got one post a day till you release your next one, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on it on Saturday.
Hey, just send me your fucking like login info, and I'll post for you. How's that sound?
No fucking way,
dude. Just let me. Let me
come
get like
back.
A good.
No.
Let me get a good like 12 drinks in me, and I'll knock out all like 100 fucking like responses, and you won't have to worry again. You might have to worry about your karma. It might be a little bit low, but at the same time, I feel like I could knock out like 900 comments in like 12 hours tops.
Fuck you guys. I'm not just okay. I'm the best. You don't know how to play League.
Wow. No, I feel like it would be more like, you guys are a bunch of fucks. Shut up. Learn to play. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Not to play. Cool.
Yep.
Battle
is cool.
Of the Atlantic is happening.
Of the Atlantic.
Of the Atlantic. Battle in the Atlantic Ocean, yeah, on boats.
They're on boats. They hired the Navy and said, yo, fuckers, look it. We're putting this shit out on two boats, and the one that loses sinks, and you fuckers die.
No, they're playing that Pirates of the Caribbean MMO competitively.
I don't know if I like that MMO, so...
I think it shut down.
Did it?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean? Well, I mean, like, let's be honest. Who the fuck would play that? Kind of like the Lord of the Rings MMO. It's a good movie, but really? Am I going to play that shit?
A lot of people played the Lord of the Rings MMO and enjoyed it quite a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
Shh. Just go with it.
Don't shush me.
I'm not going to go with that.
Don't shush me on a podcast. It's the worst place to shush someone.
I tried, fans that don't like it, okay? I'm being your devil's advocate right now. I'm promoting your voice. I got you.
Yeah, because there's an outspoken majority of people that hate Lord of the Rings online.
Yeah, guess what? There is, okay? You just don't see it.
What? I'm glad you're representing them.
Yeah, I see them all the time in the subreddit of /r/IHateLordOfTheRings Lord of the Rings MMO.
Okay, that needs to be a subreddit now.
It is. You didn't know that? I created it like 4 months ago to when I tried playing Lord of the Rings MMO, and it really wasn't the thing.
Yeah. This is gold, guys, gold!
This is good stuff. I think we got another 20 minutes on this. So tell me about the form rules.
Hey, when's that guest coming in?
Oh, yeah, the guest. Yeah. I guess we can segue to him. He has
Where is he? Anyways, is he at your house?
No, he's been waiting outside.
He kept him outside.
Yeah, I kept him outside.
He flew in from Korea.
Dude, it is cold out here. Like,
yeah, he's never seen really snow, probably.
No, he said he was used to it, so. I don't know.
Wait,
I can
where is
go
he
see
from?
I can go see if he's
ready to come.
Did you just poop? Yeah, I did.
No, I got up from a chair. I'm going
to check. Dude, it's actually warm and it's warm in Milwaukee right now.
Okay. Yeah, you guys ready for me?
Yeah.
You guys ready to have me on the podcast?
So, it's like 30 degrees outside in Milwaukee, which is relatively warm. Last night, I think it was like 12 degrees, which was ridiculous. By the way, I got all my tires deflated by some jackass, and he also stole the two wings off of my license plate to steal the month and the year.
What?
Yeah, I'm being serious. Like he broke off the wings of my license plate to steal the month and the year sticker. But shit happens. But I'm just saying, like, it's warmer here. I'm glad that he was here tonight. Last night would have really sucked if he had been.
Yeah.
What are you?
Yeah, just sit here. You can sit here.
Oh, is he ready?
Oh.
Hey, Guido, is he ready?
Yeah, hey.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hey guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Hey, no problem. Yeah. By the way, guys, this is Simon McCollin. He's from ONG.
No, first you got it wrong. Right out the gate.
Oh, right out of the gate. is that wrong, Simon? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm from OGN.
Oh, OGN. My bad. ONG, OGN. I'm kind of dyslexic. I'm really sorry about that. I've been emailing back and forth with Simon trying to get him onto the podcast for the past couple of weeks. And luckily, you know, the holiday times has been your slow time, right, Simon?
Yeah, well, pretty much all the time's my slow time.
Well, I mean...
But I'm here now. It's nice to be inside and nice to be warm.
Yeah,
Simon, can you do me a favor?
What? Yeah, what's up?
Can you say the phrase suffering succotash?
Yeah, why? I'll do it, but...
Just do it.
All right.
It's our catchphrase here on the podcast, actually. We just want to record you.
Someone already has that catchphrase.
Oh, who's that?
I, I think it's that cat on the Looney Tunes.
That, they don't use it anymore.
No?
No,
it's all right. Suffering succotash.
That's perfect. Awesome. Why, thank you. Thank you very much. So
yeah, Simon, whatever, I guess.
So, Simon,
yeah.
As I understand it, it gets really busy around like the holiday times, right?
Well,
you said he wasn't busy.
Yeah, no, it's not really busy at all.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't.
What? Why is that?
Well, I mean, we're just out there doing our thing. We're you know playing our games and trying to have a lot of fun here. But I don't know. It's just not that busy. Maybe I'm out there more often than not trying to get money and stuff, you know, to promote this business I got.
Yeah, you gotta make money. How did you get involved with OGN?
Well, you know, I have a passion for games. All my buddies got a passion for games. We play a lot of them. We go down to the public library and we watch some games a little bit there. On the computer's there, but they kick us out by 7 o'clock at night.
The library, huh?
Yeah. You know, isn't that where you guys watch the games? I see Guido here. He's got this nice setup here. It's real nice. He brought me some nice warm hot cocoa and a piece of bread. And I appreciate that a lot.
Are you from Korea or did you move there or
Korea? Is it,
Korea. Isn't OG, maybe.
First of all, like, I don't know where Korea is. I've never looked at a globe in my life.
Wait, whoa. Like,
Nasty.
Don't
Where's
don't,
this guy?
What's going on, Nasty?
Hang on. Simon. Real quick, you said you went down to the library, correct?
Yeah, I go to the library every day just to stay warm.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what?
Have you ever seen a picture of, like, the globe? Or, like, a globe in general?
No, I never looked at a globe in my life.
Well,
I was raised Catholic.
Oh, Catholic. Okay. That's kind of weird.
So wait, hold on. What is, I thought you were with OGN.
Yeah. Orphan Gamers Network.
Wait, Orphan Gamers?
Whoa.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about? You guys asked me to be on this podcast. I'm here representing the orphans around the world.
Nasty, what's going on here?
I thought he was with on GameNet, the Korean league.
Hey, Simon, do you mind giving us a sec? Do you mind taking your headphones off and like passing them to Guido real quick?
Yeah, I guess as long as he's got another slice of bread for me.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's
he's
cold
got a
out
lot.
There. I don't know I'm why he made you sure. wait outside like that.
Yeah, he's probably got
really
some
rude.
Like some soup or something too for you.
Okay, yeah I'm taking him off now.
All right, thanks.
Hey guys,
who is this?
Hey, what's up with this dude?
Well, he's an 8-year-old child. Way to go.
Sorry, guys.
We need to check our facts when we do these interviews because this is like the third or fourth time we've been burnt with this.
Fuck.
So what should we do? Should we keep talking to him?
I think we should probably just kill him and eat him.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I fucked up.
He said he's with Orphan Games.
Orphan Gamers
that means,
Network.
That means nobody will miss him.
Man, well,
I just feel bad now. Like,
yeah, he's a little snot-nosed kid. Let's.
Are you gonna kick him out of your house or?
Well, no. I mean, not right now, but eventually. Yeah.
He doesn't have a home or a family. He said he goes to the library just to keep warm.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad.
It's not my problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's put him back on.
Yeah. Let's bring it. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, guys.
Simon,
it's okay.
All right.
We'll pull this together.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Oh, hey, what's up, Simon?
So,
you doing?
You got this all straightened out. I'm here to talk about Orphan Gamers Network. We're a bunch of orphans. We play games. The biggest game we play is, it's called Fight for the Glove Without Any Fingers on It.
Oh, what? The Glove Without Any Fingers on It. How does that game go?
Well, you find another orphan. All right?
Yeah.
Probably one that has a glove with no fingers on it.
Yeah, I'm following, kind of like hobos.
Yeah.
Not that that's you. I'm not saying that that's you, but...
Okay, how dare you, first of all. But second of all, you find another orphan who has a glove.
Okay.
Fingers are cut off.
Yeah, that's how I have my gloves, too.
And then you hit him with a tie iron.
A tie iron? Whoa.
That's...
And then you take his gloves from him.
Simon,
are you saying that's really a game?
No, it's a fun game.
Okay.
All the orphans around the world play it.
Sounds dangerous.
Did somebody get hurt in this game?
Yeah, pretty much half of them die.
I would imagine.
So the ones that lose.
The ones that lose. But hey, I got some nice gloves on right now. So hey, it's part of the Orphan Gamers Network.
So,
what do you guys want from me?
Simon, can I ask you how many people are part of this? Like, awesome. I'm not trying to like degrade your gaming network, but how many orphans are part of this Orphan Gamers Network?
Oh, we got about in the United States, we're probably at about 58,000.
Okay, and do you guys do anything like to try and raise money for you guys, or like is there anywhere? Okay,
yeah, we go out on the media in there, and we hold out a cup, we shake it.
You hold out a cup and you shake it. Okay.
Yeah, it's called begging, you fucking retard.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to help you out. Like, I feel like I failed you.
I'm 8 years old. I'm not a fucking toddler over here. I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Simon. I think that you and I are really on two different levels right now.
Yeah, I'd say. You're in a nice warm house. I'm about to get kicked to the street in about five minutes.
No, you're in a nice warm house too currently. I'm not going to kick you
to the
streets.
One's in a nice warm house and the other one's drunk as shit.
No. I was under the assumption that you were part of On Game Net. I feel like there was a little bit of a...
Yeah, we already covered that like fucking 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, dude.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Simon. Okay.
Jesus Christ. You know, I've killed people.
Simon.
Yeah, I have too, so go fuck yourself. Easy. I'll kill you right now, kid.
Whoa. Okay, let's all just calm down.
All right, first of all, you're threatening a kid. Second of all, you're threatening a homeless kid. You should really look at your life right now. I mean, I thought I had it bad living on the street.
You do. You're a fucking little fucking orphan that lives on the street.
Okay.
Go fucking back out, all right?
Hey, you other two guys are all right, but who the fuck is this third? He seems like a real douchebag.
Simon, why don't you tell us another game that you play in the Orphan Gamers Network?
All right. We play this game called... hang out at Luigi's in the back, digging through dumpsters for food to eat. You guys ever play that one?
No, who the fuck would play that kind of a game? Let's
fucking
real.
Orphans who don't have homes! That's who...
We're more of a League of Legends podcast.
Yeah, I've seen that, League of Legends.
Oh, you have? What do you,
I've seen it at the library.
He washed it through a store window when he's trying to keep warm.
Yeah, I have. Sometimes I go out to the back of people's houses by their dryer vents.
Sometimes when he's turning tricks outside the Radio Shack.
Oh, come on now. I don't turn tricks. I'm 8. The only people that'll fuck me is the clergy.
Oh, wow, Simon. I don't know where you learned that joke.
I saw it at a stand-up match once.
Simon's going critical, everyone run.
You might have rabies or something. Okay, Simon, well, is there anything you want to promote or anything about OGN?
I guess if I could give a plug, I'll be out at, the Median on Lincoln Street.
Yeah, what? Lincoln and what?
Lincoln and 6th.
Don't.
Yeah,
nasty,
I'll be sure
don't go fight him.
Yeah, no. I'll be sure to fucking drive by and run you over. I feel like you screwed me over, Simon, dude. I feel like I've been betrayed. Like, seriously. Like, this guy said he was from OGN. I'm really pissed off.
Well, it was...
I'm an orphan. Like, fucking hustling people's what I do.
Yeah, well, I'll throw some fucking boiling soup on you. How's that feel, then?
Jesus Christ. Why
would you eat boiling soup?
You're really eating soup wrong if you're boiling it. You eat soup warm.
And kid, if you're here for like 20 more minutes, you're in trouble. You just stay right there. I'll get the pan and a pot and some water.
Yeah, you guys enjoy your fucking warm houses and shit.
Yeah. Thanks, Simon.
I'm gonna go back out and dig an igloo in a fucking snow blank.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks for having me on this.
Yeah,
piece
no,
of shit.
Yeah, hope you die.
At least I got some bread out of it. I'm fucking out of here.
Put Guido back on, please.
Yeah, I'm fucking. Fuck you. You too. You fat piece
Yo,
of shit.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey guys, I'm sorry.
He's gone.
I was pretty specific with him about like games that he played before I thought that he was okay to bring on.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you aware that the games that he listed aren't video games and that they're just things that homeless people do?
You know what? Like, I figured that like it was a digitalized version of the games that I used to play when I was a kid, like Kick the Can or like, you know, Capture the Flag. I figured it was like, you know, like iOS stuff or something like that.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, like, okay. I figured we were trying to like branch into a different genre of the games that we usually have, you know?
The games he played were sad. I don't even know if I would call them games.
Yeah,
he's mostly just eating food out of a dumpster.
Yeah, well,
fighting for his life.
They have games like that too. Like they also have games that like called Narc, where you like go around and run around and smoke fucking drugs and shit and get high. So I figured like it was just a game, you know? Like they make a lot of life simulator games. I just figured that that's what he was talking about. I'm really sorry, guys.
You should really fact check. I mean, it's not hard to find out that he's an 8-year-old orphan.
Yeah, well,
he's got a Facebook page. I just Googled him.
I know I failed. I'm sorry. Fuck.
All right.
What is he? Where'd he go? Is he outside right now?
Yeah, he's just looking in my window.
Oh no.
Are you gonna let him back in? I feel bad.
He's doing
no.
Guido. You don't have any fingerless gloves on right now, do you?
No, I don't. But he does keep doing the throat slit motion.
That's
probably
fine.
That probably means something else in hobo culture.
Yeah,
probably means thanks a lot for the bread. I was really nice to him. I don't think he's got a beef with me.
Yo, Guido, I left a bag of shit behind your couch. Just grab that and throw it at him.
That's what that smell is.
Yeah, I know.
You should cook some food in front of him.
Yeah?
Eat it. Yeah.
You got a portable like hot pan thing?
Yeah, hold on, guys, while I go get all my cooking implements.
It's like, kid, I'm going to cut some carrots and get some broth going, and you're fucked.
Hey, Guido, before you take off, you want to like segue us to general gaming?
Yeah, let's do some general gaming.
Would be Wally's segue.
That segue is seriously lacking. I did that because they're all labeled Segway 1, 2, 3.
Make her flipper shit over that. You know that.
That is Wally's Segway, by the way.
Yeah, we need more Segways.
I don't have any more gifts to give out.
That's fine.
But we do have a gift.
Okay.
The gift of a sweet 8-year-old orphan.
No, I was actually referring to Guido. I'm kind of going on this, so stop me if I'm wrong. A gift that was given to us for this awesome card game that is out, that is everybody's rage right now.
Okay. Yeah, we could give it away.
Yeah.
I don't know how, though. How about if we get a real listener of the week for once?
Okay, well, we'll give it away. Anyways, we're on to general gaming news.
Oh, we could give it up for a segue, is what you're implying.
Yeah, that's what I was implying.
Yeah, I got a Hearthstone beta key. Whoever gives me new segue music.
For Wally.
Or for just anything. Anything you want.
Yeah. You don't have to include any of us.
Right.
Fuck Wally. He doesn't need one. He's already
got
one.
Any segue song, I'll give you Hearthstone beta key.
Okay,
but you only
Wally,
have...
You know I love you.
You only have until the next pod, until 1 week from today, which is December 18th.
Do you know why? Because that's Christmas. And if you don't get it in by Christmas, that means you don't get a fucking Christmas present.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Okay. Well, that's solved. Let's talk about general gaming.
General gaming.
Speaking of Hearthstone, we've been playing it.
You guys have.
Yeah, me and Wally. It's fun. I'm kind of getting tired of it already. A little bit.
Oh, in Guido fashion, he's getting tired of it already.
Oh, come on.
No, dude, that's how you operate.
I have more stick-to-itiveness with games than you do.
I operate the same way you do. I just last a bit longer sometimes in some games if I like them. Plus, I'm a huge Magic player when I was in high school. So
I played Magic too in high school.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm really enjoying it. I'm getting into the arena thing. I'm building decks. I'm swapping notes with people on the forums. I really enjoy it.
It's fun. It's a little bit unbalanced right now. Basically, it's a card game, much like Magic the Gathering, where you get every turn you get mana to spend on varying degrees of cards. And they're based on the classes from World of Warcraft. So you can play a hunter or a mage or a warrior and all that jazz. And each individual class has a special ability that they bring to the game, as well as unique cards that kind of supports their playstyle. Did you say that's a good summary of Hearthstone?
I think some of the classes are a little overpowered right now, but it's still in beta.
Yes.
And of course, in Blizzard parlance, beta is a little disingenuous because there's balance issues, but that's endemic to any CCG, but that needs to be resolved. But in terms of polish, it's dripping with polish.
Yeah, there's a few issues that I've noticed, but they're very minor.
Graphical
issues, like, you know, hit points not showing up and stuff like that.
I haven't had any graphical issues yet. I'm unique in that regard, though, I think. But the one thing I like about this the most is when I loved playing Magic, and I played a whole bunch of CCGs when I was younger. And I never could quite get into them as much as I wanted to because deck building to me I considered extremely arduous, usually because there was a lack of a repository of information at the time because we really didn't have the internet as it is now.
Yeah. And expensive, too.
Expensive, very. And I relied upon the generosity of my parents for quite a bit of what I had outside of my allowance or any kind of summer job I had. And usually anything I made went straight to college or school savings or stuff like that. But the biggest thing for me, though, is the ability to examine and peruse your collection of cards effortlessly. It's indexed by class. It's indexed by mana values. It's indexed by rarity and purpose and style and type. And you can really drill deep into conceptual deck building on a level that I wished I could have done when I was younger. And that's what's making it very invigorating to me. And the fact that they took away mana, like the Magic style, where you have to do the lands and different mana types, but this is just one flat mana that you get one more each turn and it refills every turn. It makes a snappiness to the turns and to the decision making that makes it much more immediate and strategic and also gratifying because they're not too long for most of the games I've played.
Is it all multiplayer?
Yes, it's one-on-one.
Well, there are AIs that you
there can are play. AIs, and they you can't talk to the opponent. You can only talk through a selection of, I think, six preordained emotes. There are apologies, greetings, taunts, friendly gestures, and a welcoming statement as well. And it really kind of brings a lot to the kind of sensation of playing against a real person across the table. And I really like it. It's they've done a really good job with it. The balance issues are probably the biggest issue right now. The priest is nearly unstoppable. It's a big heal slash continuously draw cards deck issue that makes them nearly unbeatable, and that's kind of where they're anchoring a lot of their focus right now in terms of rebalancing.
Mm.
So, a big thing that I had with the digital Magic was that I felt like card or like deck configuration was a big issue. Has that been kind of resolved with this?
It's all about deck configuration, but it's a positive thing, not a negative thing in this game.
So, like, the thing is like, every single card that you had available for that deck was put out in the fucking layout. So if you had 160 cards available, but you could only pick 60 of them, like, you had to scroll through every single fucking card that you possibly
could. Well, no. There's no. A search bar. There's
It's glorious. It's indexed by class, by rarity, by mana value, by purpose. It's so much fun to peruse your cards.
Right.
Like I said, it's exactly what I wanted when I was a kid, which is probably why I'm so excited about it.
See, and that's the thing that kind of took me away from Magic, the digital version versus the analog version, because it's like, that's what I like to do, like, when I played Magic, is I like to look through the through the cards. I like to read them. I like to look at what's going on. I like to be able to like see what I have in my deck and like see what's going on. But at the same time, like the digital version was really kind of like, well, you got three of this and four of this and five of this. And it's like, there was no real like stack and being able to like see what you actually have as opposed to like what you could have.
There's a lot of physicality to the interface as well, which I find great. Like the turn next turn button has a little animation. And you can decks cards when you play them either evaporate into the air if they're a spell, or they shudder and hit the ground of the deck and cause the entire table to vibrate when you summon a big creature. And you get gold versions of cards after a certain level allotment, which creates animations within the graphic. And all the graphics are amazing. And if you're really into Blizzard World of Warcraft lore, it's also gratifying on that level too, because it really dabbles into things you would recognize. And there's flavor text, there's custom art. There's a lot of like drilling down into the more aesthetic layers that are there too, if you know where to look.
See, I think that's awesome because there's something about like when you have an amazing card that you're just like waiting to play and you just like fucking slam it down on the table and you throw it down with such like emphasis that it's like, I know I got you fucking beat right now.
Let's say you have a big ass creature, right? That's like 7 mana to 10 mana to cast. Okay. It's got like a big defense and attack rating. Mm-hmm. It hits the ground and glows and everything shudders and the table cracks a little bit around the edges of where you summoned it.
See, that's something I could get behind.
Sorry. Oh, one more thing you might be interested in.
Sorry, listeners, I might need to be taking that.
But
I'm just kidding.
You can break down a card for its disenchantment dust value.
So kind of like disenchantment in WoW.
Exactly. You can break down cards to craft more valuable ones or other ones that you may need.
See, that's sweet. That's something – because it's like whenever you're playing – like the thing about like Magic is like, oh, I'm waiting for that card. I'm waiting for that card. I'm waiting for that card. And sometimes that card never comes because the other person gets that card. And is that kind of like where they're going towards? Like,
yeah.
If you disenchant so many, then you can like build a fucking card of this value so that way you can bring it out. And
that's exactly what you can do. Yeah.
See, that I think is fucking awesome because there's so many times where it's like you're waiting like 12, 13, 14.
Also, Hearthstone is officially a free to play.
Is it?
You get gold by accomplishing daily quests.
Okay.
Which, like, win 3 times as a priest, or win 3 times in any class, and you get, like, 40 gold. And every 100 gold, you can buy a new booster pack.
That's awesome.
Or you can play in the arena, too. And if you play in the arena, it's a one-on-one where you do, like, a draft pick of a deck. And the more wins you get, the better chances you get of getting items and rarities and stuff.
See, I'm liking this game. I've watched a lot of streamers play it, like, in between.
Big in League players right now.
Yeah, it really – and it's been for, like, the past 3 months, to be honest.
Okay, that's Hearthstone in a nutshell, but that's pretty much.
I like it. So we'll see where this goes.
Cool. Yeah, I played it pretty hard for a few days and kind of tossed it away.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. It's fun. I'll probably pick it up later once they fix a few balance issues.
I feel like
I ended up playing the same fucking decks over and over. Like, I'd never see a warrior. I'd never see a druid. It was always mages and priests and shamans.
See, I kind of get that because, like, when I played Magic 2013, it was kind of like I stuck to a specific deck.
I played against
a lot of variants.
A priest, a warlock, and 2 rogues tonight.
Cool.
I mean, I think it might just be luck of the draw.
Is there a variance, though, to it? Like, do you really gain a whole lot of different playstyle from each deck?
Yes, you do. Every single class has its own personal cards attached.
So it follows suit with, like, Magic.
So in order to prevent things becoming too unbalanced, it's only, like, a fourth of your deck is your primary principal cards in your class. The rest are a shared pool of general cards.
Okay, so, Pat, does this follow a lot of suit with Android?
No. None at all.
No, I'm saying like deck building, like deck building wise, like where you have.
Well, you
like,
don't build a deck in Android.
No, but you do because you have like a third of a deck is a generalized set of cards.
Yeah, but you always have that. You don't build a deck.
You're right, but then the other two thirds of it are like whatever.
You select a deck.
You're right. So is it
no?
Like
it's
that?
Not.
Is it more
it's not.
Building. Is it more building?
Nah, it's building. You build a deck.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, is it more like you get this deck and that's it, and then you have, like, the one-third of, like, this is the guaranteed between no matter what deck you pick, or is it more of, like, the you get to select of the two-thirds of the deck that you get to build, quote-unquote.
They have shitty decks that you can use, but you build all your decks from scratch.
Okay.
Right. That you want to use.
That sounds cool to me. I like that idea.
Yeah. Cool. DayZ Standalone came out.
I saw the fucking trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's really epic looking.
It is.
For lack of a better term.
It the makes me want to really go play DayZ right now.
Yeah. It looks like DayZ. I've watched a few streams. It's not... It's like DayZ Lite. Like, you'll get more from playing the mod right now. The Arma mod.
Okay.
But they added a few new features.
Like...
They updated the UI, so okay. Inventory management isn't a fucking pain in the ass like it was in the mod.
Thank God.
It's been a pain. You can find clothes. And that's pretty much it. more houses to go into. There's no vehicles implemented yet. They are going to add crafting bases eventually is one of the things that they said that they were working on.
Why did they decide to do their own game instead of just like continually updating the mod?
Well, that's why they can have intellectual retail result, right?
Yeah, I think that the engine was limiting them based on everything I've heard from Dean Hall, I think his name is.
Is that the lead developer, right?
Yeah, Rocket to Guns. Yeah,
but it seems like you just said that it seems like DayZ Lite.
It does.
So they just took like two steps back to take one step forward.
And it's exactly. Taken so opposite long. Track.
But
opposite track. Yep.
They've built it from the ground up, essentially. It's like a slight backbone of the Arma 2 engine, kind of built halfway up to the Arma 3 engine. So it's like Arma 2.5 or whatever.
I mean, remember when we went to the whole, like, DayZ reveal of PAX East last year?
Yeah.
They kind of gave, like, this thing, like, we're going to work off of Arma 3. And I feel like Arma 3 is taking a lot longer than what they're expecting to be at full release.
They didn't say that there, though.
No,
he never said that he was going to work with Arma 3.
You're right, he didn't.
He's working on this new engine that they've modified off Arma 2.
Yeah.
And they had so much networking issues to get it up and running so that other people could join it, and it would be based on the Hive, which is what made DayZ so great.
You had Hives.
Yeah, and a Hive, if you're not unfamiliar with it, is you could join a server, go and kill zombies, collect all your guns and stuff, leave it and join another server. You'd still have all that stuff. You'd just be on a different server with different people.
So you would essentially keep your shit no matter what server you were on.
Right.
The stuff that you collected was maintained to your character specifically.
But it took them so long to get to this point where they are now, where they released it. And
yeah, and it's still in alpha. Like it's early access, right? It's not even released.
Mm-hmm. Right. They project beta being available within like a year. A year from the date alpha released.
Realistically, oh God.
Fad happened how long ago? Like 6-8 months ago?
But do you really blame them? I mean, let's be honest. They're trying to undertake what it took a whole company. They have, like, what, 4 developers? They're trying to...
No, they have a lot more than that now.
Did they know?
Yeah, they have the backing of Bohemia.
Okay, so they do have Bohemia backing them.
They have a small development studio. Probably upwards of 10 to 15 people working on it, which still is small compared to other games.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at other games. They have, like, fucking 50, 60, 70 people working on it, like, over at Blizzard, and they're still taking fucking 4 years to come out with something, you know? Like, I mean, I understand that, especially now that I'm actually getting into, like, the development scene of things. Like, I understand that developing things that are not even close to a game take quite a lot more time than you would think they would, and I can kind of sympathize with them on like a developer fucking side. But at the same time, I do agree. Like, look, they had most of the backbone. They probably could have just ripped a lot of it off of fucking Arma 2 and or Arma 3 and fucking just went from there with it.
But go ahead.
But like, I see that as an issue because DayZ was so popular. Why didn't they put more resources into it?
Well, I could tell you one
sooner.
Thing.
Because their development team was small at PAX, wasn't it? Like, they only had
there were four people there.
Four people.
That wasn't their whole development team, though.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know, man. Like, it's just taking them so long. And there's, like, other games coming out that are doing what they're doing now. And it seems like those games are going to be out.
Well, they just couldn't rely on the mod anymore.
Yeah.
Having to join a multiplayer server. Using that mod was like brain surgery.
They cleaned that up quite a bit after you left. You stopped playing it pretty early in its life course.
Was that them though? That six launcher thing? Like that was third party, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was third party launcher. Well, people still make jokes about it, so at least it was still in the hearts and minds of whoever was playing when I was playing.
But yeah, in a year when the beta happens. Are they just going to be at where the mod left off?
Right.
I mean, maybe they'll add some base building thing, but I don't know.
And
I'd like to see a timeline. I'd like to see their proposed timeline.
And the Arma 2 engine in like a year? I mean, I don't know. They're just going to be so far behind in like technology terms as well.
What was that game that we were playing at PAX? 7 days or some shit like that?
That's another one.
Yeah, that just came out in alpha release, a few months ago.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that like, I feel like they are at the same exact place. That like
they're a little bit behind.
Well, but
that
thing like,
looked like a piece of shit.
You're right. You're right. Graphically wise, they are, but like mechanically wise, they're about the same place.
The one that's ahead of it right now, I'd say, is Rust. Which Absolutely. We have been playing.
Is it ahead, or is it just different?
It's ahead of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, ahead of DayZ.
Rust is going to have the most potential because it has a great pedigree, too.
Okay.
The guy who did Gary's Mod is making Rust. And that's probably one of the most creative-inspired engine-related programs ever made. I mean, so many videos and mods and crazy shit has been made with Gary's Mod.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the instrument of creation itself for a lot of people. So if that's the guy who made that working on this Rust game, that's going to be a really cool thing to see as it evolves.
But is it just him working on it? Like, that's something that worries me too.
I think it's part of a team.
Okay.
Gary's Mod was always a collaboration as it was, but it was one man at the helm.
Right, Gary.
Well, regardless, I'm glad that there's these three major ones that are out, DayZ, Rust, and 7 Days to Die.
Yeah.
Because it creates...
Go ahead. I feel like you're going to say the same thing that I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, cool. I am going to say it.
Yeah, go for it.
It creates a competition.
Yeah.
So they are going to be fighting each other for people to buy the game, although DayZ is winning by a fucking landslide right now after 2 days of being released, while the others have been released for 3 months now.
Yeah, but do you think that's just because of the following that DayZ had?
Yes.
So long?
Of course it is.
Rust is a nice hardcore community, though.
Well, and it's one of those things that do really people want to deviate from the thing that they're comfortable with.
Well, Rust has been a top seller on Steam since it came out.
Yeah,
in the top 10.
Well,
but
that's good.
DayZ, I'm pretty sure doubled whatever they sold in the first day.
Probably.
At a $10 higher price point, too. So, I don't know. DayZ's got the money behind it. It's going to be interesting to see how fast they change things, like, make it better. And
I think Russ is going to leave it in the dust.
It's only a matter of time until, like... I mean, there was that game, State of Emergency
Decay?
Or State of Decay. That was kind of... Anyways, it was kind of like DayZ, except...
You know,
was,
I could get you the community
was not,
State of Decay.
Yeah. Except it was not massive multiplayer. But it's only a matter of time until like you're going to get serious money and a serious developer making one of these games.
And I fucking hope so.
Yeah, and then
I want to see DICE make a DayZ one.
Yeah. This whole thing is going to be like blown out of fucking proportion at that point, though. Like, to be honest, like, I feel like the reason that I liked DayZ is because I had the feeling that it was simple. There wasn't, like, a whole lot going on. It was me collecting shit, me trying to survive. And that was it. There was no fucking stupid, like, skill point tree. There was no, like, this and that. You know, it was like, I logged in, I did a simple task, and that was it. And
yeah, you made your own game.
Exactly.
I yeah, but then again, be, how long like, did you stick around for?
You know? 3 months? 3 months? 4 months? Something around there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you even do any high, like, high-end rating?
No, I did. Like, I did it with Dress and with myself. Like, it was at the same time last year at this point where, like, it was – I didn't have time to be with other people, but at the same time, like, the server was still there. I was able to go out and do my own thing. I was able to – you know, do what I wanted to do without other people being around. And I think that that's something that is noteworthy because it's like, there aren't people that are able to always get on when other people are around. You want it to be so like,
shout out to calls.
Some people that are not like able to get out at the same time that everybody else is, like the people that work third shift and get off at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning, nobody is going to be up. But at the same time, they still want to play games because guess what? They just got off of work. They want to relax a little bit. And they want to be able to do their own thing. And I feel like if you don't accommodate to those people, then you're losing a large demographic.
Yeah, you can do that in other games, though, too.
Like what?
I don't know. Any game.
Like?
Every yeah, game ever. Game.
6 like, in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know who's stopping you from playing games.
Yeah, there's no one stopping you from playing games.
Yeah, but at the same time, like I'm saying like a multiplayer, like fucking emphasized game. Because DayZ
you can play any World of Warcraft. Any MMO.
It just needs enough player base. I mean, any game can...
But before like World of Warcraft got like fucking, like go find a fucking raid or go find a group kind of thing. Like you couldn't do that.
You could still do that. You could level up a new guy.
Yeah, by yourself, grinding shit out, boring as fuck.
It is what you make it. Like, you could, some people might think running around a forest for 20 minutes to get to a town to find a can of beans is boring.
You're
actually
right,
probably man. Most people would think that.
Yeah, you're right, most people probably would, but DayZ at the same time, I found that fucking entertaining.
Hold on,
so.
Well, DayZ was all about us doing that together.
Yes, and you would just literally, like, instead of you running by your damn self, you would run with a couple of people and be like, am I clear to run? You got a zombie to your right. Hang on. Okay, he's dead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That makes all the difference.
That's like, a good reenactment of what happened.
Yeah.
Good. I'm being quite honest. Like that's exactly how it'd be. Instead of infiltrating,
oh, we know.
Instead of infiltrating a town by yourself, you would
no, no, that never happened. Wait.
Yeah, can you clarify your point again?
I'm about to move.
Nasty's either going to get a whole bunch of new, like, fucking fans this episode, or, like, everyone's going to hate him.
Hey, you all can hate me. That's okay. I hate myself at some point. So
I think it's endearing.
It's endearing.
I'm a fan of Nasty.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
You guys don't have to fucking try and make me feel better. Trust me, I hate myself sometimes. So.
Oh, don't say
that. Oh, come on, man.
No, but I hate myself with alcohol, so it's not a big deal.
yeah, but no way I like to kill myself with alcohol.
I should really be checked into something. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I really need help.
Been there, done that.
Wow. Are we going to have real talk now?
Podcast. This is getting some real talk.
Do you want to bring that Simon kid back in?
Yeah.
He's still looking in the window.
Previously on Crossing Over, life has never been this real. Fucking,
can you put a bullet in his head or something?
No, he's just a little kid, man.
Fucking kill him.
Okay. He doesn't have any parents.
He's homeless. No one will miss
you
him.
You are his parent. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might have adopted him.
No.
Alright.
Oh,
is it Wisconsin state law that if you give an orphan a slice of bread that they are yours?
No. Trust me. Been there.
Okay, I trust you.
Been there.
Are you being honest right now?
Tried that. No, I gave it to a hobo. But hobo and an orphan are like just minorly divided by like an age gap. And age in most people's eyes means nothing. So.
Hobos are just old orphans.
Yeah, wait. Especially when you're trying to pick up the cougars. You're like, age is nothing but a number. So
wait, are all orphans hobos, but not all hobos are orphans? No.
Yes.
Wait, it works both ways?
No. One directional. What?
One direction?
Direction.
One direction. The band?
Yes.
Oh, man. Dylan's so dreamy.
I don't know their names.
I don't know their names either. I figure one of them's Dylan.
If one of them's Dylan, I will shit.
What if they're all Dylan?
I promise you, one of them has to be Dylan. That's a fucking boy band name.
Who is Dylan? What name?
Okay,
we got
Zayn Malik, Harry Styles,
One Direction,
Louis Tomlinson, Liam Payne, and Niall Horan.
Niall?
They're English. Come on, you got weird fucking names.
The fact that you look this up, I think, is even funnier.
Le Google is your friend, good sir.
Le Google. All
right,
Nasty, you don't know
stuff,
you're beautiful.
Guys. Yeah, Nasty, cheer up, man. Jesus.
What you talking about?
I think we should get Simon back in here.
No.
I think what we need to do is move on to listener of the week, dude.
I think we need to put a bullet in the podcast.
No, listener of the week. Let's do it.
Okay. Yo, listener of the week now. He's going to be real sweet now. It's listener of the week.
Yeah.
This week's listener of the week is no one because you're all pieces of shit. Fucking saw an iTunes review. Jesus Christ.
Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah.
Real classy, Guido.
Yo, so if you guys want to follow us, I'm gonna plug us out here. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justokgamers. You can follow us on Twitter at justokgamers. You can send us a email to justokgamers@gmail.com with whatever the fuck you want. Pictures, listener voicemails, which we would like to get so that way we can actually get a listener voicemail section going on in the next couple of weeks, or just a cool little fucking email and we'll read it for you in whatever voice we decide is necessary. And you can check out our website, justokgamers.com or hobobindles.com. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it.
What? Do we still have a sponsor, or is that...
No. Fuck that
shit. Oh, shit.
We don't have a sponsor.
It's over. It's all over.
Well, it's
tell you what.
She gone.
No, make her here.
She gone.
Take your stand. It's done.
What's done? No, hey, look. I'm going to talk about what I said earlier before the podcast started. If you guys want to join us on our Mumble server,
okay,
you're more than welcome. You can just type in the server address is mumble.justokgamers.com and the port is 3690. So join that. We'll put it in our show notes or on Facebook or something.
Show notes, not the Facebook shit. Too many people watch that shit. Check out our show notes if you really want to join.
Okay.
No, we can just tell everyone whenever we feel
we'll
like.
Yeah, just tell everyone.
I'm telling you how I feel, so you all should feel the same way.
Let's do that. So you guys can join us. We're opening it up. If you're a dick, we're gonna ban you. If you're cool, we're gonna play some games with you. Right now we're playing a lot of Rust and League. So pop in. There's other people that play Battlefield. We have a little community going. So if you want to join that community, join our Mumble. If you don't want to join our community and you want your own Mumble, go to mumbleboxes.com, buy a Mumble server, type in just okay upon checkout, and you'll get 20% off, and they're cheap enough already. So that is a podcast. We are.
It's
an hour and 20 minutes. I hope you guys had fun.
Hey, guess what? If you made it this far, you deserve to be in our fucking Mumble server.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Because by the merit of getting the information, yeah.
What if they skip to the last 1 minute?
Well, then they're fucking smart. And you know what? By fucking...
you gotta stop asking him open-ended questions.
What's the fucking survival of the fittest? Who said that? By survival of the fittest,